The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, August 11th. What to know today about new research showing a surge of new COVID cases in American kids, even before most schools start up again. Also, Chicago is dealing with looting and violence after another police shooting. What role a social media post is playing in this? Plus, a rare but powerful storm hit the Midwest. How a court case could change Uber and Lyft. And a meteor shower peaks tonight. How to see the best of it. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new report out this week is giving decision makers more to consider about how and when to send kids back to school. It turns out COVID-19 has surged among American children over the summer. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association found infections rose by 90% in just about 4 weeks. Now, out of the more than 5 million confirmed cases in the U.S., the total number of American kids infected is more than 380,000. So it is concerning to see the jump in cases, but it's still a fairly small fraction of total cases at less than 9%. Some experts say we need to test more kids and get better data to truly understand the role in community spread. As for kids themselves, some evidence has shown the virus usually is not as severe in children as it is in adults. The CDC published another report late last week that says children are less likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19. It's also important to note older children are more likely to have symptoms than younger children. So what's considered best practices for kids in elementary school might be different than what's best for high schoolers. President Trump says he's seen the new data and he's not worried. He's still encouraging all schools to reopen in person this fall, calling it the key to the economic recovery. But not a lot of big school districts are taking that advice. Most of the nation's largest school districts, like Chicago, Houston, and Los Angeles, have opted to start the school year with online-only classes. To be continued. Get ready for some big news from Joe Biden. He's expected to announce his running mate in the race for president any moment now. The New York Times cites sources who say the VP pick could come out as soon as today or tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted. In the meantime, both parties are getting ready for the conventions this month. Expect the Democratic National Convention to include a lot of speeches from former presidential candidates. On night one, Americans will hear from Senator Bernie Sanders, who is a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist, and Ohio's former governor, John Kasich, who is a Republican. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and former President Barack Obama are also on the speakers list. And the main event comes last when former Vice President Biden himself will accept the nomination, which he's now doing from his home state of Delaware. As for President Trump, he says he plans to accept his party's nomination at either the White House or at the Great Battlefield of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania, which is the site of the Civil War's deadliest battle. Well, the AP says both locations are bound to bring in legal challenges. And that's because they're both federal properties, which are not usually used for political events. Both conventions had to be scaled way back because of the pandemic, and they'll now be mostly virtual. The DNC comes first, starting in just 6 days on August 17th. The RNC is 1 week later, starting August 24th. Lebanon's prime minister and his entire cabinet resigned. It comes as protesters and others accuse the government of not doing enough to prevent the explosion last week that killed 160 people and injured thousands more. The source of that blast was a warehouse where explosives were stored and neglected for 7 years. Reuters reports Lebanese security officials warned the prime minister and president about them just last month in a letter saying the capital city could be destroyed. Well, it happened a little more than 2 weeks later, causing up to $15 billion in damage. People have been protesting in the streets ever since. The prime minister says he's now stepping down and deciding to stand with the people. He then blamed corrupt politicians who came before him for the negligence. Another 20 people have been placed under house arrest. However, there are some top officials still in power, including the president. Well, back in the U.S., protests and looting led to a shutdown and curfew in downtown Chicago. It comes after huge crowds clashed with police officers in the early morning hours Monday. The Chicago Tribune reports hundreds of people swept through the Magnificent Mile shopping district and other parts of downtown, smashing windows and looting stores. Most people were reportedly upset about police officers shooting a suspect hours earlier. The man who was shot is expected to be okay, but the mayor blames a false rumor spreading on social media that said the suspect was 15 and unarmed. Police say that's not true, that the suspect was an adult who shot at officers first. Though some activists caution it's too early to accept officers' take, and they criticized officials for their concern about richer shopping areas while neglecting poorer neighborhoods. Either way, more than 100 people have been arrested so far in the chaos. 13 officers were injured and a security guard was shot. The mayor says the curfew will be in place every night until neighborhoods are safe. A powerful summer storm ripped through the Midwest, leaving damage behind in several states from Nebraska to Iowa into parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. At times, it had the wind speeds of a major hurricane. Thankfully, there were not any reports of deaths, but there were injuries and a lot of property damage. It seems like the worst of it was in Iowa. Winds there reached more than 100 miles an hour and blew over trees, flipped cars, downed power lines, and more. So tens of thousands of people lost power. All right, we have your business, tech, sports, and space news ahead. But first, a quick break for our sponsor today, HelloFresh. Go ahead and skip the trip to the grocery store and don't worry about planning out what's for dinner because HelloFresh has you covered. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients alongside seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. Also, because you're getting pre-portioned ingredients, there's not only less prep work for you, there's also less food waste. And I love that more than 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes. My husband and I have made a Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam, and it was so delicious. I was impressed with myself. Just go to HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use code 80newsworthy to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, so check out HelloFresh.com for details. Again, get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. HelloFresh.com/80newsworthy and use that code 80newsworthy. Now back to the news. A judge's ruling means Uber and Lyft will now have to classify their drivers as employees, at least in the state of California. So far, drivers have been considered independent contractors. And as contractors, they can make their own schedule and have more freedom, but they don't have access to a guaranteed minimum wage, overtime, or benefits. A new state law in California says that's not okay, and now a judge agrees. It's a pretty big deal, too, since California is the largest market in the U.S. for both rideshare companies. Both Uber and Lyft are now pushing back. They argue their drivers want to remain independent contractors and like the flexibility of it. So both companies plan to appeal. Stay tuned. McDonald's is suing its former CEO. The fast food giant says Steve Easterbrook broke company policy by having relationships with employees and trying to cover them up. Easterbrook was fired last fall. And now McDonald's wants the old CEO to pay back millions of dollars in severance. But Axios reports this is rare, and usually corporations just ignore this kind of behavior to avoid bad press. McDonald's is not shying away from the spotlight, though. The fast food chain says it wants to send a clear message that it will not tolerate inappropriate behavior now or in the future. Major League Baseball is postponing even more games because of COVID-19. The upcoming series between the St. Louis Cardinals and their rivals, the Chicago Cubs, is delayed. As the Cardinals continue to deal with an outbreak, they haven't played a game since July 29th. And the league says it still needs to do more virus testing before they can return. Already, it leaves only 45 days left in the season for the team to play 55 more games. By the way, the WNBA has been playing for a month now, and a new report shows there have not been any positive COVID-19 cases among players so far. And that's probably because the league is playing in a so-called bubble, just like the NBA, meaning all the games happen at the same venue in Florida, and the players are pretty well isolated. One of the most popular meteor showers of the year is peaking tonight. We're talking about the Perseid meteor shower. It runs from mid-July to late August, and tonight it'll be the most active. If the sky is clear, you might be able to see a shooting star every few minutes or so. The best time to watch is between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. local time. Of course, try to get away from the city lights for the best view. And patience is key. It can take up to 45 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the dark, but once they do, they'll be primed for the show. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, where we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, you will learn all sorts of fun facts if you check out the podcast Passport. Passport lets you travel the world all from your living room, no mask needed. Every week, Passport takes you somewhere new in the world and shares the stories usually only the locals there know. Recent episodes will clear up myths about Iran or Iceland or tell you about the mysterious figure in Taiwan's food world. Go on a journey with great music and incredible interviews when you search Passport in your podcast app or go to frequencymachine.com/passport. All right, so today's trivia question is this. Which country ranked number one in the UN World Happiness Report of 2020? You can answer this week's question in our Instagram stories quiz that will be posted this morning. Find and follow us and play along at NewsworthyPod on Instagram. As for last week's question, it was, what does the ZIP in zip code stand for? The answer is Zone Improvement Plan. Zip codes, as we know them, have been around since the 1960s. Before that, the Postal Service used codes that only related to large cities. So the expansion is where that improvement part comes from. And the acronym ZIP was no accident. The USPS thought it might remind people that mail would zip to its destination faster. Shout out to Delika, Sarah R., Robin T., and everyone else who played along on Instagram last week. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.